where are you going? There's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down, black or white,
legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
This is CNN Breaking News. This is CNN Breaking News. CNN Breaking News. CNN Breaking News. CNN Breaking News. Breaking News. Breaking News. Breaking News. Breaking News. Breaking, 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 breaking news.
Russia confirmed to have interfered in election, and president's campaign manager, lawyer, multiple advisors convicted of crimes, and Trump and his team lied about business with Russia, contact with Russians, and Trump may have committed campaign finance violations to cover up affair with adult film star shortly after his wife gave birth, and which he also attempted to continue, but ended up sitting next to the adult film star in a hotel room and watching Shark Week, because all of that happened, and we know it, in one way or another, as a result of Mueller's investigation. So this scandal has been sitting in plain sight for so long, we've stopped noticing it. And as with her, the weirdest thing about this situation is how somehow not weird this objectively ridiculous state of affairs is starting to feel.
Our president is still very excited about not being a traitor.
Ever since we got the Barr report of the Mueller report that said there's nothing to report, it's like a weird game of telephone where you don't know what the first guy said, but the last guy stabs you in the ear.
He is said to be feeling so exuberant after the Mueller report, he's even thinking about going to the White House Correspondents' Dinner next month. You know, he skipped the event the past 2 years because his skin is thinner than Bethany Frankel. But there's no comedian hosting this year, so it's a little safer for him to go, even though he'll be surrounded by journalists who he again called the enemy of the people and the real opposition party. He's really into the Second Amendment, not so much the first. But Trump's hatred for the press right now is equaled only by his love for himself. On Twitter, he wrote, "The fake news media has lost tremendous credibility with its corrupt coverage of the illegal Democrat witch hunt of your all-time favorite duly elected president, me." I'd be willing to bet all the fried chicken in Kentucky he doesn't know what duly means, but... Can you imagine, never mind the president, can you imagine any person other than Donald Trump calling themselves your favorite duly elected president, me? There are only two people I could imagine doing it, Conor McGregor and Kanye West.
I love it. I love
it. And now, Robert Mueller finishes his report, William Barr summarizes the report, and Donald Trump tweets his reaction to the summary.
Dear Attorney General Barr, officials from the Justice Department, and esteemed members of Congress.
Hey, guys. William Barr here. You might want to sit down for this one.
Guess what, guess what, guess what? Daddy is about to freak.
I am submitting these 380 pages.
I am writing almost 4 pages.
I am reading 0 pages. But Sean Hannity has read it, and he was so excited that he texted me an eggplant.
On the charge of obstruction of justice, we have not drawn a definitive conclusion.
But I have, and my conclusion is Trump's clean as a whistle.
Free at last, free at last.
As for conspiracy or collusion, there were several questionable incidences involving the president's team, but we cannot prove a criminal connection.
No collusion, no diggity, and no bout.
However, we have indicted 34 individuals in connection with this probe.
Most of them very good people.
The pardons are already in the mail.
I've included hundreds of pages of evidence.
Most of it provided on live television by the president himself.
Russia, if you're watching, go to bed. Daddy won.
And I should remind everyone, there are still several other ongoing investigations.
One or two tiny investigations.
And their investigations into Democrats, TV shows that have been mean to me, and Puerto Rico, that's right. I want my paper towels back, amigos.
Somebody from the Trump team might have met with Russians at some point.
Somebody distantly associated with Trump might have done something weird.
Somebody once told me the world was gonna roll me. I am the sharpest tool in the shed.
In conclusion, it is my hope that this report will be made public with a few redactions.
Hella redactions.
We're gonna black out everything except the words no and collusion.
Overall, there is an abundance of circumstantial evidence.
But no concrete evidence.
If you shoot at the devil, you best not miss.
Did somebody say devil?
Rudy, can you believe it? We got off scot-free.
I know. I guess I was a legal genius the whole time. And all my mind games worked. If you want to know what my mind games were, you gotta ask the family of goblins that lives in my head and holds my eyes. Why?
After two long years, our investigation with Russian interference in the election is finally over.
Y'all can turn off your HuffPo Amber alerts. It's time for the country to heal and move past this.
This is the only thing I will talk about for the next 4 years. Vengeance will be mine.
And I will take the firstborn child of every Democrat, unless they can guess that my name is Rumpelstiltskin.
Sincerely, Robert S. Mueller.
Yours truly, the guy who's been here a month, William Barr.
Sincerely, President Invincible, hashtag 10 more years, hashtag FDR, but with legs.
In eternal darkness, Rudolph Giuliani.
So Trump found out that he's not getting indicted in the Russia investigation, and I'm sure that he was grateful that it's all over and he's completely ready to move on.
All of the Democrat politicians, they have to be accountable.
Wow. It's like if Scrooge woke up on Christmas morning, discovered he had a second chance at life, then found Tiny Tim and took a crowbar to his good leg.
Man, I can't believe I actually thought for a second that the FBI was gonna lock up the sitting president of the United States simply because he's guilty. I think it's because I'm around white people all the time. And white people have this thing I call toxic optimism.
And now that the Russia probe is over, former White House advisor and the ghost of Russell Crowe, Steve Bannon, believes President Trump will, quote, come off the chains and go full animal. And maybe that's what he was doing at this week's rally in Michigan. Let's take a look.
The collusion delusion is over. Little pencil neck, Adam Schiff.
My colleagues may think it's okay that the Russians offered dirt on a Democratic candidate for president as part of what was described as the Russian government's effort to help the Trump campaign. You might think that's okay. My colleagues might think it's okay that when that was offered to the son of the president, who had a pivotal role in the campaign, that the president's son did not call the FBI. He did not adamantly refuse that foreign help. No, instead, that son said that he would love the help of the Russians. You might think it's okay that he took that meeting. You might think it's okay that Paul Manafort, the campaign chair, someone with great experience in running campaigns, also took that meeting. You might think it's okay that the president's son-in-law also took that meeting. You might think it's okay that they concealed it from the public. You might think it's okay that their only disappointment after that meeting was that the dirt they received on Hillary Clinton wasn't better. You might think that's okay. You might think it's okay that when it was discovered a year later, that they lied about that meeting and said it was about adoptions. You might think it's okay that the president is reported to have helped dictate that lie. You might think that's okay. I don't.
They came from the valleys. They came from the mountains. They came out of the damn rivers. I have a better education than them. I'm smarter than them. And I'm president, and they're not. I support the Great Lakes. Always have. They're beautiful. They're big.
The Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, which was first implemented by Obama in 2010, Trump requested no funding at all for this initiative in his 2018 budget request, effectively eliminating the program. His latest budget proposes a 90% cut to the program. And yet, at a rally in Michigan last week, Trump told his supporters he was totally committed to funding the program.
Very deep, record deepness, right?
He's back, baby! I guess he has gone full animal in the sense that those aren't human sentences.
I fucking dead in the dust.
Bing, 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 bing.
When Barr released this memo, everyone just assumed it was a summary of Mueller's full report, a word Trump's aides and the media have used over and over again.
The Attorney General's summary of the Mueller report is out.
We received a four-page summary of the Mueller report.
This was a summary of the Robert Mueller report.
Preview.
We have the Barr summary.
The four-page summary by Attorney General Barr.
There you go. This was a summary of Mueller's report. Barr told us everything we need to know, and we can all move on. Got it.
The Attorney General tonight sent this letter announcing that everybody misinterpreted what he said last weekend in that letter. What he did last week is being talked about in a way that he didn't expect. That's not at all what he meant, and we should all know better. Quote, I am aware of some media reports and other public statements mischaracterizing my March 24th supplemental notification as a summary of the special counsel's investigation and report. My March 24th letter was not and did not purport to be an exhaustive recounting of the special counsel's investigation or report.
Wait, so it wasn't supposed to be a summary? That's kind of an important detail to leave out. That's like reading the line, the prince and princess lived happily ever after in a fairy tale, and then you turn the page and there's a note saying that was not and should not be mischaracterized at the ending. They got divorced the next day. Now, there is no... To be clear, there's no reason to expect that Barr's memo is distorting Mueller's report. But even if his initial memo was accurate and made in good faith, it's still difficult for anyone to summarize something as long as Mueller's report. For one thing, the report is apparently more than 300 pages long, went well beyond the kind of bare-bones summary required by the Justice Department, and detailed his conclusions at length. And you can't boil a 300-page document down to four pages. It's like when you try to cram for a test by reading the Cliff Notes for The Great Gatsby, and you end up writing, wealthy man enjoys consequence-free summer in the Hamptons. So we have no idea. No idea what's in the report. Barr says it'll be released sometime this month, and yet some Republicans are already threatening to block the release of a report they say exonerates the president. Last week, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell objected to a resolution calling for the report to be made public, and Senator Rand Paul said he would oppose releasing the report until there's an investigation of the Obama administration.
We need to have information on Obama, White House officials, Comey, Brennan, Clapper. That should be part of it. So if Democrats want the complete Mueller report, I'm going to object until we get a complete report of all the Obama-era officials that got this thing started.
I hope they now go and take a look at the oranges of the investigation, the beginnings of that investigation. You look at the
origin of the investigation, where it started, how it started, who started it, whether it's McCabe or Comey or a lot of them, where does it go? How high up in the White House did it go? You will all get Pulitzer Prizes, okay? You're going to all get Pulitzer Prizes. You should have looked at it a long time ago. And that's the only thing that's disappointing to me about the Mueller report. The Mueller report, I wish, covered the origins, how it started, the beginnings of the investigation, how it started. It didn't cover that.
Does Trump know for sure the Mueller report doesn't cover the origins of the investigation? He supposedly hasn't seen it.
Mueller's report did not establish that the Trump campaign conspired with Russia. But still, even if you put aside the question of Russian collusion, Mueller's investigation has still exposed a whole world of normalized corruption by some of the wealthiest and most powerful people in the country that was just accepted in Washington until now. Just look at Paul Manafort. The guy spent years as an unregistered foreign agent lobbying for some of the worst people in the world. And in the process, he sold tens of millions of dollars from the American people, money he used to buy everything from antique rugs to expensive cars to, and this is real, a $15,000 jacket made from an ostrich. It shouldn't take a special counsel for us to find out that some of the most powerful people in the country are hoarding their wealth by committing serial fraud and illegally stashing their money in offshore tax havens. Even if nothing else came out of the Russia investigation, people are learning how wealth and power operate in America. Even as Trump and his inner circle have spent their time and power enriching themselves, they've also been trying to take health care away from millions of people. Last week, the Trump administration said the entire Affordable Care Act should be repealed, and yet, as if that wasn't enough, the Trump administration also decided to pick a totally unnecessary fight with basically everybody by proposing to cut funding for the Special Olympics.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos came under fire on Capitol Hill Tuesday while defending proposed funding cuts for the Special Olympics. The Trump administration wants to cut all $18 million in federal money for the program.
Okay, let's do this. Thank you, Madam Secretary, for joining us to discuss the Department of Education's 2020 budget proposal.
Thank you for this opportunity to testify. I look forward to your questions.
Calm down. You've made some controversial requests, to say the very least, so let me go ahead and get right to the most questionable. On page 39, you propose firing all teachers and replacing them with Christmas trees. Can you elaborate on that?
Thank you, Chairwoman, for that question. Actually, the data that we have shows very...
Reclaiming my time! My time is up. I yield to my colleague. Thank you. Hey, Betts, it's me again. Your proposal also calls for major cuts, including, this must be a typo, almost $18 million in federal funding for the Special Olympics.
Yes, that's correct.
Really? Wow, you're going to hell.
Well, sir, we have continued to retain the funding levels for IDEA and held that level.
Cruella DeVos. Cruella DeVos, of basic brain function, she suffers a loss. She might be even dumber than her boss. Cruella DeVos, where kids are concerned, she'll proudly admit, if they're underprivileged, she don't give a sh**. Our education system screwed because of Betsy Cruella DeVos. She can't be bothered learning information.
I'm not familiar with that.
You couldn't fill a thimble with her thoughts.
Well, so
her paychecks? Souvenirs. She bathes in teachers' tears and burns up school supplies to fuel her yacht. She steps on the poor to boost VIPs. In her own profession, she's earned no degrees. So hide your children if you come across Cruella, Cruella DeVos.
You also recommend textbooks with no pages and, quote, kicking old ladies just for fun.
We had to make difficult decisions in the budget.
She might be the worst that ever was. Cruella DeVos.
Betsy DeVos taking heat on Capitol Hill.
We'll certainly look into that.
Her hair never moves.
Wow. Her eyes never blink.
Why?
She starts to perspire when she has to think.
Ew.
Her head is full of lies and applesauce.
Cruella DeVos.
You know she eats babies, don't play. Her grammar ain't great, 'cause Betsy can't spell. The Special Olympics can go right to hell. To anyone in need, she says no mas.
Isn't it awful, darling?
From Betsy Cruella DeVos. She's got no time for public education. She's out of touch and lacks all basic skills. She buys all her careers. She lies through her veneers and blows her nose with $100 bills. Everybody!
She's callous and cruel, synthetically sweet, unethical, shameless, aloof, and elite.
This song's too short to list all of the flaws. Of Betts, I mean Cruella DeVos. She's so dumb.
That's it.
Let's not use disabled children in a twisted way for your political narrative. That is just disgusting and it's shameful.
You guys are the ones who proposed the cut. If you set your neighbor's house on fire and they call 911, you can't turn around and say, aren't you the town gossip?
DeVos wanted to cut all the funding from the Special Olympics. Then Trump heard about it and said the next day, no, I like the Special Olympics. But they are cut. Well, he did.
I know, he did. He lit the fire and then congratulated himself when he put it out.
Trump threatened to shut the Mexico border just in time for spring break. Hey, college kids. I know you had your heart set on Cancun, but how about spring break wall? Show us your slats. Trump announced his threat in an epic three-part policy tweet.
The Democrats have given us the weakest immigration laws anywhere in the world. Mexico has the strongest, and they make more than $100 billion a year on the U.S. Therefore, Congress must change our weak immigration laws now, and Mexico must stop illegals from entering the U.S. dot, 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 through their country and our southern border. Mexico has, for many years, made a fortune off the U.S., far greater than border costs. If Mexico doesn't immediately stop all illegal immigration coming into the United States, thrug our southern border, I will be closing dot, 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 the border or large sections of the border next week. This would be so easy for Mexico to do, but they just take our money and talk. Besides, we lose so much money with them, especially when you add in drug trafficking, etc. Period. Random close parentheses, comma, that the border closing would be a good thing.
No, it would not. Closing the border would not be a good thing. According to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the U.S. and Mexico trade about $1.7 billion in goods daily. And the decision would threaten 5 million American jobs, which is why they called it an unmitigated economic debacle. To which Trump said, thanks so much. I've always said America's economy has too much buckle. It is our job to debuckle it. But Trump doesn't believe so-called experts with their so-called facts talking. At a rally in Michigan last week, he told the crowd the move would actually be good for the economy.
And I don't know if you know it or not, Michigan, but Mexico took about 30% of your car business. If we close the border, that means we're not taking those cars into our country. And what does that mean? That means you're going to make more cars right here in the good old USA.
That's right. No imported cars or exported cars. We'll shut ourselves off from the world, just like North Korea. Get ready for the exciting new 2019 Pontiac Oxcart.
Now, a lot of these asylum seekers come from Central American countries further south. So to punish those countries, Trump has officially taken steps to cut off aid to Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. Or, as was reported by Fox News, Trump cuts U.S. aid to three Mexican countries.
While rambling about wind energy at the same rally, he bragged about energy production under his administration, and for some reason, he decided to go on an extended rant about how much he knows about wind.
If Hillary got in, you wouldn't have that stat, I can tell you right now. You'd be doing windmills.
There's one thing we've learned about Trump's presidency so far, it's that he loves doing random sound effects.
Bing.
That's the whole presidency right there. He lies about funding for the Special Olympics and tries to take away his voters' health care, but they love his sound effects. We're living through the Police Academy presidency.
Bing.
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 Bing. Bing. Bing.
Bing. Bing.
Bing. Bing. Bing. Bing.
Bing. Bing. Bing. Bing.
And even in the early morn, you hear him blowing his horn. Three more Redskins bite the dust. That's a sound effects man. He has such an awful lot to do, and yet he very seldom ever misses a cue. He's a three-alarm fire and the fire chief, too. There goes the sound effects man. When the wind is howling. That's a sound effects man. Hear the thunder growling. That's a sound effects man. When the battle is raging, he's right in the middle of the fray. When he blows his whistle, crime doesn't pay.
Mueller's report may not have established Russian collusion, but it exposed a whole world of corruption most people didn't know about. Donald Trump isn't working for another country. He's working for himself. He's enriching himself while trying to take health care away from millions. In other words, we're in deep.
Record deepness.
President Trump is no great student of history, but you would think he would have his own family history down, especially if he's going to just bring it up unprompted like he did today.
I mean, Germany, honestly, is not paying their fair share. I have great respect for Angela, and I have great respect for the country. My father is German, right? Was German. And born in a very wonderful place in Germany, and so I have a great feeling for Germany.
No, no, that's not true. Donald Trump's father, Fred Trump, was born in New York City, in the United States of America. Now, if that wasn't the third time he's been recorded telling that specific lie, it might be easier to believe that Trump just could be mixing up his father with his grandfather, Friedrich Trump, who was actually born in Germany. He left at the age of 16 to come here to the U.S. He actually tried to return to his native country, but he was kicked out for skipping military service. Now, you can understand why the president might be confused. Fred Trump, the president's father, pretended he was of Swedish ancestry for years in an effort to not offend his Jewish customers, according to a Trump cousin and family historian.
The preceding show was recorded at Waveform's WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.